You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Brightwing has secret for friend. Does friend know secret?
And Daryl.
Why, yes, I do know the secret behind the owl statues on the Isle of the Watchers.
Greetings and welcome to episode 200 of The Training Dummies, recorded on March 3rd, 2018. My name is Daryl, and I can't believe we have done this 200 times. With me, as always, for those 200 times is Rob. How are you doing this evening, Rob?
I might have missed one or two in there, but yeah,
I think 200 I missed is a lot. Couple as well, but yeah, that's a pretty big feat, I think.
We did get an email from Alexander congratulating us on non-200 preemptively, so thank you very much, Ali. She was on the show a while back, did the Stay Classy Hunter episode with us, and it's cool that she kind of noticed 200 before we even hit 200, so that's awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get a prize now or something? Or?
I don't know. Probably not. Anyway, so we do have a guest on this evening, as always. Let's give a big Training Dummies welcome to Iranda. How you doing this evening?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm not going to lie.
Not calling you by your other name.
I know. I was just going to say that. That felt weird, not calling you Darnie, but calling you Iranda. It was awkward.
I am known as Iranda from now on.
All right. I'll have to make the switch.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. Well, before we jump into the main topic, I know this is the second time you've been on. You did a Resto Shaman episode for us before, and I think we were talking before we started here, and that was back in Miss, maybe? So it's been a while. But why don't you give us a little background about yourself with gaming, Blizzard, Warcraft, and what you do now?
Well, I have been gaming since 2006, 2007, and I used to main a Resto Shaman named Darnie. However, she is retired, and I am now playing a Shadow Priest, Iranda, and that's who I'm maining for this expansion and onwards, hopefully, unless they really hurt Shadow Priests.
I don't even know you as a Shadow Priest because you actually raid on our team alongside me with a Demon Hunter. That's your main. I don't know anything about this other character you're talking about, but yeah.
I do raid with you guys with my Demon Hunter, thanks to my husband. He also raids with you guys, and he introduced me to your wonderful guild and your raid team, and I liked raiding with you guys on Fridays.
And you also, ever since we stepped into Antorus, you've decided to flip the tables, and you've completely started putting me under the table for DPS, and I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry at all, man. I'm happy anytime somebody beats me. It just gives me something to shoot for. So.
Yeah, on top of that, I also do some mythic raiding, and I moderate on the Secrets Discord.
Well, that's
I think that's what we're that's what the good stuff that we're going to get into tonight. So, do you want to just rock out then?
Sure. Let's get right to it then.
This is Sam, a.k.a. Kitchen, from the Arcane Analysis Podcast, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
If you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I'm at Rob Coblin, and Daryl is at Daryl _TTD. And tonight, it's a secret. And Aranda has joined us because, like she said, she moderates in the Secrets Discord. And if you're not entirely sure what that is, do you want to give us a quick rundown of kind of what that is and how that works?
Well, the Secrets Discord, as you may know, World of Warcraft is one of, if not one of the most popular MMORPGs, right? And over the past couple years, World of Warcraft developers have been adding secrets and puzzles and riddles into the game for the community to discover and attempt to solve, garnering in-game rewards. So Discord is a cross-platform voice and text chat designed for gamers. And what we've done is we've created a Discord for the members of the WoW community from all over the world to gather and work together towards solving these hidden secrets and puzzles.
So I guess that kind of answers the next question here is what you do in there. But is there anything you can go into in specifics, like finding some of these secrets or stuff like that?
Well, what we do in there, we do solve secrets and look for those little things, but we are much more than just a secret finding Discord. We have branched out to other areas in the downtime between the secrets. So we help people collect rare mounts, such as the long forgotten hippogriff, time lost proto drake, Anax, the great riding camel, Poseidus, even rare hunter pets and battle pets. But the primary focus of the secrets Discord is secrets.
I can confirm the long lost forgotten hippogriff is something that you guys helped me get.
Yeah, that was Darnie specifically.
Yeah. that. Iranda.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I said.
that one's really cool because so I don't know what's the trigger for that? Is there some sort of like message or an alert that goes off in Azuna?
There is a message that will go off in Azuna when the mount is obtained. You hear a faint call in the distance. That means the mount has been obtained and it won't spawn again for a couple more hours. There's a lot of different little things that'll trigger certain events for certain secrets.
Yeah, that one was fun because you had to go around the entire zone and click on these special crystals. And if you don't know where they're at, it's kind of a pain. But I had a guided tour and I was able to go around and click on them all and then go down and do the little event and get the mounts. That was super awesome. What kind of other things are some of the highlights of what you have stumbled onto or come across in that Discord?
There's been lots of things discovered within that Discord. The long forgotten hippogriff, which I just slightly touched on, was one of them. Cosmoth was another. The Riddler's Mindworm mount and the Sundered or Hatchling Battle Pet. Then the most recent secret was the Lucid Nightmare, followed by the Una story.
I don't think I'm going to be doing the Lucid Nightmare. I've been in chat with a couple of folks, I believe your husband being one, trying to get that thing, and man, I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, if you'd like, we can go into more specifically about the Lucid Nightmare a bit later on.
Yeah, we can probably go through a couple of them and wet people's whistle, let them know that they need to pop in there and what they're in for.
Absolutely.
Have you been with the Secrets Discord since it started, or how did the whole thing get going?
Well, it did all start with the Long Forgotten Hippogriff. What happened was a link for the spell Summon Long Forgotten Hippogriff was discovered, and from there, the WoW General Secret Finding Discord was born, and thanks to a fellow named Black Faded. He's no longer the server owner, Solveig is now, but it was thanks to Black Faded that the server started. So really, it was created as a space for various individuals from the Warcraft community to discuss amongst one another anything that they might find that was related to this mysterious long-forgotten hippogriff spell. Now, the hippogriff itself, the model for it, has been in the game for a very, very long time, and it wasn't until fairly recently with Legion that this spell, Summon Long-Forgotten Hippogriff, was in the game.
Yeah, there's a bunch of models of it, right? There's like the Argent Tournament one. There was a flaming one that came from Cataclysm. I have an emerald one. I think that was a recruiter friend one. But yeah, this is the long lost forgotten one. This is more, what's it, like pinkish?
Yeah, pinky purple.
Yeah, it's a very cool variation on that mount.
And it's the old school model, not very updated. It's very original.
No, okay. Is it? I haven't really paid attention. I use it. It's one of my, set as one of my favorites, but I haven't paid attention to being one of the older style models.
Yeah, it's one of the older style mounts. Think back to the old cats for the Alliance.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got no frame of reference there.
Actually, I do. I'm just...
I don't. I really don't.
Oh, goodness me.
All right, well, what are some of... you've discussed a few of the things that have been discovered, but can you go through a story or two of how some of these were specifically found?
Well, it's pretty fair to say that a majority of the secrets discovered have been data mined items, and members of the community then try to figure out how to get the items or what to do with these said items that they've data mined.
Okay.
Other times, Other times, though, we get some vague clues from social media, such as Twitter, and there may be something to look out for. Muffinist sometimes tweets out little things, giving us clues, saying maybe to search.
Oh, that's cool. So what, do you have an example of something that was done through the social media then?
Yeah, absolutely. The Una story was kind of tweeted out saying that there might be something to do with Una. He said that the story of Una was really sad. That was really the only hint that we had.
Oh, okay.
So that's all he says. And then from there, you're able to...
Then everybody starts in on searching for any tiniest little detail to see if there's something there.
Walk me through that one. How did you get unravel that one?
Well, the story of Una, she's the ghost Draenei child on Argus. She's a non-combat pet that's dropped by the many-faced devourer rare located in Antoran Wastes, right? So we received a bit of a hint that the next secret was to do with her. And so it was a story-driven secret, which the reward in itself was just the story, right?
Okay.
So what we did with the Una story, you got the battle pet and you summoned her. And then she would start whispering things to you. And from there, people tried to figure out if there was a trigger to get any more whispers and dialogue from her. So they went and tried a whole bunch of different things. They used potions. They used emotes. They used all sorts of different types of things. Yeah. And in the end, to begin the story for her, you had to do a certain emote in a certain sequence.
Oh, geez. So how long did that take to figure that out?
The emo part, it didn't take too long. It was a couple hours for that part. But there's usually a fair number of steps before you get to the final result.
Mm-hmm. So what came after the emotes then?
So after the emotes, she was calling out for her mom, right? She was saying, why is it so dark? Why is it scary here? And then she would tell you that it was dark. It was always so dark. I wish I could see better. So from there, people figured out that she wanted to be out of the dark. So they started taking her to bright places.
Jeez, really?
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So you had your non-combat pet out and you would take her to bright places. So the community was scouring all over the World of Warcraft looking for these bright places that would trigger her next set of dialogue. And finally, you brought her to Adal in Shattarath City, and then that's when her next dialogue would trigger. She told us, though, that his light was too bright, so you didn't want that light.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
So eventually, the light that actually triggered her next dialogue after Adal was this lake. That was Lake Falathium, and you brought her there, and that was in Ashenvale. And she's like, perfect, this is brighter, I can see, sort of, kind of, right? And then she's like, I wish New were here, and he'd know what to do. Now, we didn't know who New was. Not really. We thought it was a pet or a toy or something, so we had to go and find New.
Okay.
So after finding New, he was located on the floating isles out in the Antoran Waste there. Or was it? Oh, no, on McCree. He was on McCree. Or however you want to pronounce it. He was out on the floating isles out on McCree. And you needed to go down there, and then she would trigger another set of dialogue. And then after that one, you'd have to go find... She wanted a wand, because... shooting stars scare scary monsters. So you had to go find her something that would scare the monsters away. And it was a star wand.
Okay.
And that was all the way on Blood Mist Isle.
The Draenei starting zone?
So you, again, the community scoured all over World of Warcraft to find where this item might be. And it was on a table, and it was super tiny. Like, you could have missed it.
That's crazy. So
after that, you got her wand, and she's like, I used to have a wand like that. I lost it a long time ago. It shoots stars. The bad guys really hate that. So after that particular step, everybody was trying to figure out what to do next, because she doesn't really give you a hint of what to do next with that dialogue. So we were looking at every little piece of surrounding area that wand was found on, and there was these cups, and everybody was trying to figure out if these three cups were a certain shape and trying to find that location or design somewhere within the World of Warcraft to see if that's where the next step was.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lengthy process. So after that star wand, she went and picked up a crown, and then she put it on her head. And while you guys are doing this particular part in the chain, your battle pet Una is going to be changing appearance as well. She'll equip the star wand. She'll put on the flower crown. And the flower crown was found in Shadow Moon Valley, all the way out in Draenor. So it's not specific to one expansion or world or timeline, even.
Yeah, Draenor, like, that's not even, that's like the alternate. Yeah, you know, we just got out of all that.
Mm-hmm. So she was so happy when she got her crown and her wand. And then all of a sudden, something is going to happen. And she's going to disappear. And you have to go find her. And after that, you find her. And it's kind of a silly process that you have to go through to find her. She gets taken away. It's dark. She wants you to help her. So what you need to do is you need to die. You as your character needs to die. And then you need to go talk. Yes. Everybody figured in the Discord that if she disappeared into the darkness, she must be in the spirit realm, right? So everybody flew up and they killed their characters to see if, nice. Yeah, to see if they could find her within the spirit realm running around or something. Yeah. However, she was nowhere to be found. So you go talk to the spirit healer, and she's going to give you a bit of a dialogue there, and she's going to allow you to see into the spirit realm while you continue to search for your friend Una.
And you're dead during this, or?
No. After that, you can rez, and you can see into the spirit realm to find Una.
Okay.
And then, then we went to try and find Una. We figured she might be out on Draenor. Everybody searched all over on Draenor because that's where she was taken away from us, right? So it only makes sense that she'd be in the spirit realm somewhere in Draenor. But she was found all the way out in Dragonblight.
Okay, that makes sense, right? I mean, if you're not in Draenor, then you might as well be in Wrath of the Lich King content.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you look at the map, and there's a map that we use quite a bit for reference in the Discord, especially finding secrets. There are various different realms listed around on this map, and she was somewhere in the Shadow Realm.
Okay.
Which then corresponds with certain areas and zones, if that makes sense. It probably
makes more sense if you're looking at the map, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So yeah, after you do that, the next step would be in Dragonblight, all the way out in the Emerald Dragon Shrine. So you find this item, you click on it, and then you have to save Una. So you end up going into the dark place where Una is trapped, and you have to keep these terrifying monsters away from her. Now, you can't damage these monsters or anything. You have to run up to them and scare them away because they are afraid of the light within you.
Okay.
Is there like a button, or is it just like merely by proximity, or?
It's a proximity thing. So you run up to them and they run away. And eventually you have to wait for her to do some more dialogue. And when she does this, we have to figure out how to save her. There was a few times, oh man, there was quite a few times that we failed on this. Okay. So, but we figured it out. What you needed to do was do another emote at Una when she says a specific phrase.
Oh my God.
And once you do that, Once you do that, then you will save Una. But the story is not done there. You end up having, she's so happy that you have saved her from this, the darkness, right? And then she would like you to take her around to see the world. So
it
then you go.
Sounds like she already has.
Kinda. Yeah. So then you take her to certain areas and she does some more dialogue and story. And it was a really sweet story and a sad story as well. And all in all, it was really well done. The reward was the story in itself.
So there's no actual item or anything, but you went on this crazy adventure and the act of everything was kind of the reward.
Absolutely. You do get a reward. You get Una as a non-combat pet still. And she does have an updated model. She's no longer a shadowy figure. She'll have her star wand and her crown as well.
Okay.
So how much would you say is trial and error and just guessing? And how much is seeing a clue and figuring it out from the clue?
But this particular Una story, it was a lot of, I'm going to say trial and error. Because you just have to go out in the world and really search for things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some of that sounds like absurd.
Yeah. And there's other secrets, though, especially like the Lucid Nightmare, I would love to talk about the Lucid Nightmare with you guys. That one was very, very intense.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just talk about it. Daryl, didn't you do that one?
I did that one. I did. Yes.
Okay. I did. So I didn't do it. And this conversation that we're about to have may sway me one way or the other. I have the feeling I'm not going to do it, but all right. So let's talk about the Lucid Nightmare. What was the kind of the kickoff point for that?
All right. So the Lucid Nightmare, it was a data mined item in the game. Wowhead, thank God for Wowhead, had this item there, and we seen that there was this nice looking mount or some sort of thing, right? So August 30th hit, and somebody had found an inconspicuous note, and it was discovered in Curiosities and More and Dalaran on the Broken Isles, and they clicked it. And once it was clicked, the note read that it begins in the 2104059 with the most pleasing sign. These letters will not always rhyme. So everybody was trying to figure out what this note meant, if it was a secret, if there was a step, what to do with it. So members of our community are amazing. They really are. They just scrambled this and figured out that the lines are an anagram date for 2009-4-15. And that date was the release date of Uldar in another region, not US region.
Okay.
So with that, we went to Uldar and we had to figure out, we went all over the place trying to figure out what we could find in Uldar. We went to Yogg-Saron and we went to Elgonon and we scoured every nook and cranny. And once we looked all over the place, just before Flame Leviathan, there is a dusty lever that could be found on a pile of scrap on the far left corner of the room. That's where XTD constructor boss is. So you activate this and a 20 by 20 grid of lights would pop up off the floor and then you could toggle each light individually on and off.
I don't even like, I love this, but like, I don't even understand how like people like began to.
This is a mind riddle. This was a complete mind riddle. Like you really had to use your mind. So like I said, the first step, it was an anagram. Somebody figured it out and it was the release date for Uldar. So we all went to Uldar to try and figure out that second step. Then we found that dusty lever. And then that grid popped up. Then we had to figure out what to do with this giant 20 by 20 grid. So we tried all different types of symbols. Everybody tried different symbols and different patterns. and all sorts of different things. And what happened is a member was fooling around and they ended up with the sigil of Memoron. And they put it in the 20 by 20 grid. And after the last light was clicked, all the lights disappeared and there was another note in the center. Mm. And then the next note said, 1,000 years imprisoned, surely it weighs on the mind. And from that, everybody was like, oh my God, C-Thune, AQ. So everybody went to AQ. And then after doing that one, we went to AQ and went all through AQ. And you know how long AQ40 mm-hmm. can be, right?
Yeah, that's a real treat. Yeah.
So the next step that was found was at the top of the staircase, just behind the final boss's chamber, that mm-hmm. little room there, there was a table and a mind larva can be found on the altar. You click the mind larva and you get a little game of like Jewelcraft styled Minecraft thing.
Oh, nice.
So it's a floating 8x8 grid of like a Jewelcraft game that you have to beat before you can move on to the next step.
Oh, is this a Jewelcraft? Okay, because so what it looked like to me is I don't play Candy Crush, but it looked like Candy Crush.
Yeah, it's like one of those games you match up the patterns.
And I hated that part of this puzzle. Like that was, my wife finished it way quicker than I did because we did it together at the same time. And she was, because she plays Candy Crush. So she finished it way quicker than I did. Matt, I was getting so frustrated. It was just driving me crazy because I'd be like, I'd be almost there and then everything was gone and I'd have to start over. It's like, oh my God. Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. Yes, it was kind of a nice break.
It was bad for me.
So as you can see, for this particular secret, we had some mind puzzles that we had to do, and then we just had some regular games that we could play mm-hmm. through, right? So after you beat the bejeweled grid thing, by the way, you just need to match 5 brains in a row to win.
Oh, shit, that'd be easy.
Then you get your next little note, and then it says, deeper than deep awaits your seat. Now, where would you guys think to go if, out of curiosity, deeper than deep awaits your seat?
Maybe Deepholm, maybe Vashir.
Those were the exact places that we went. So the note was interpreted as a hint towards Deepholm. So once we got to Deepholm, in the crumbling depths, there's a cave in the northeast corner of Deepholm's lower reaches there, you know, where all those little tunnel worms are and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so there's this little rock thing, and it's called a dark fissure. And it is only visible to the players that have completed the previous steps. So you have had to have done all the other steps first before you could see this little fissure. And when you do, you click on it, and then you will be teleported down into a really deep cave. And in that cave, there is absolutely nothing inside of it except a single stone chair and a plaque on the back of the chair.
Okay.
So on this plaque, it read, the plaque is very old and barely legible, and you can only make out fragments of each line of text. And it says, supremacy, get, shirk, ek.
Hmm.
This particular step in this secret took 2 days to solve.
Oh, no. Wow.
It became a big meme over in the Discord if we were still on the chair.
Okay.
Are we on the chair? Yeah. Are we still on the chair? Yeah, we're on the chair.
Nice.
But we like I said, we have players from all over the world, right? So we compared the English version and the French versions and the German versions and to see if there was anything that was common between any of them. So what we found was there was some similarities with certain letters between all of the different regions texts, right? Because with a secret, it has to be solvable for all regions and make sense for all regions.
Yeah.
So that's why we were comparing all the different regions. So anyways, it was another anagram. The full anagram was discovered to be Raxum Greep is the key. So we were like, what the heck is Raxum Greep? And what's the key? And thankfully, thanks to Wowhead again, we had found that Raxum Greep is a goblin NPC in Ratchet. And once we went there, we seen the what type of clothes he was wearing. And this step here, we didn't know what we had to do. So he was the key. You didn't know what to do with him. So people decided that maybe if we dressed up exactly like he's dressed up, then we might get something or be able to talk to him, right? And everybody was freaking out because the specific headwear that he wears is a Shadowweave mask. And the Shadowweave mask was removed out of the game a long time ago.
Oh, was it really?
Mm-hmm. But it was put back in as a patch 7.3, and the pattern now drops from the Dark Iron Doors in Searing Gorge.
Jeez. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody was freaking out that we couldn't get this particular mask. Like, it was not in game anymore. How is that fair? Like, and then somebody found out that this pattern drops from the Dark Iron Doors in Searing Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, you were able to farm the pattern, make the Shadowweave mask, and all it took was the Shadowweave mask being equipped. And then you went back to Deep Home, back to the chair cave. So you went back to the chair. And once you did that and you were wearing the Shadowweave mask, there was a skull on the chair and it became interactable. So you were able to click the skull on the chair, but only if you were wearing the mask.
All right. So that mask, I'm just going to relate my story with that mask. So I am a tailor. And I'm like, oh, hey, look, it's a mask. I wonder if I can craft this. And, oh, sure enough, I can, but I don't have the pattern. Oh, where's the pattern? I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go farm this pattern? Well, I don't want to waste time with that. And my wife's like, nah, let's just go check the auction hall. So we went and checked the auction hall. Someone on there has them listed for 8,000 gold each.
That's smart.
I know.
Yeah.
And he made 16,000 gold that day because my wife and I each purchased one to get this silly mount. So, yeah, you know, it's like maybe I should go farm that pattern up and try and make some money back. But I haven't bothered. But, you know, it's tempting. Definitely tempting.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that just farmed the pattern just to sell the masks. Yeah, and
sell it for lots.
During the Lucid Nightmare Secret, we were still, before that, a fairly small community doing secrets. But with this particular secret, the Warcraft developers advertised us on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
And our Discord grew to over 45,000 people.
Wow.
That's crazy.
For this particular secret, our voice chat was just crazy. There was, oh my God, we crashed Discord. but it was a fun secret, and it was a challenging secret, but our admin team and moderators did a really good job of keeping people in check and fairly respectable, even though there was some tension and frustration with certain steps, especially, you know, being stuck on the chair for 2 days and people coming in and saying, are we still on the chair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see why.
But it was a fun secret. It really was in the end. And everybody was really good about it. So anyways, yeah, if you'd like to know more about what happened after Raxum Greep, I can continue.
Yes, continue, please.
So you wore your mask like Raxum Greep and you clicked the skull on the chair and then another note appeared. And what happened then, the note read, was where the shaded delegate may appear. So The Shaded Delegate is a reference to a rare spawn called the Dark Iron Ambassador, who may appear in Nomergon. So everybody kind of went to Nomergon. And then once in Nomergon, there is a wall with a whole bunch of levers. Like a console full of levers.
Mm-hmm.
So once you got there, it just was binary. You read this little plaque and it was all binary. And people had to figure out this binary and what to do with it. So the first chunk of binary was like divided into 5 and 8 and 24-bit words, right? And each 8-bit word was followed by a single 5-bit word. And multiplying the numbers of ones in the 8-bit word and the number of ones in the following 5-bit word, they obtained a number for the 24-bit words. And like, this was far beyond my ability to even decode any secrets. I just sat back and I let the big math guys do this stuff.
Just
I was
tell
just
me
like,
when you're done.
Wow. Yeah, it took quite a while. And they decoded it, though, and they did an amazing job. They even went into separate channels, the math guys, and really tried to work it out. And what happened was is that they came up with letters, the numbers translated to letters. And the letters referred to 3 battle pet abilities.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Which was Falling Murloc, Mighty Charge, and I-Beam. And they were all Murloc pets. So with that, they looked at those abilities and they seen how much damage like they each dealt. And they went with those numbers and did some more math things. And they figured out how to do the levers and figured out the numbers that you needed to move the levers up and down for.
That's just insane.
It was really crazy, and we have so many amazing people in our Discord that are just brilliant and think way outside the box and do wonderful things to solve these secrets.
No kidding.
So after doing all this stuff, you enter in the numbers, and then it causes another little note to activate. And it says, games and toys are left behind when you awake screaming. So, games and toys are left behind when you awake screaming. We tried to figure this out. And then everybody thought, it's got to be related to the nightmare, right?
Makes sense, but...
we went to Velshara, because that's where the nightmare is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to Velshara, and inside of this little house, there was a little interactable nightmare tumor thing. And it was like a old god Ilganoth related type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you click it, it does speak in Ilganoth's language, and it's translated, "Is this real or an illusion? You are going mad." So this little tumor, nightmare tumor, you click on it, and it's another little mini game. And this little mini game was a lot different than the little bejeweled one back in AQ40. Have you ever played the Blingtron game?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I have that one.
All right. Well, it's very similar to the Blingtron game, where you need to unscramble the lines, and you cannot have any of the lines intersecting with each other, so they all have to be separate.
Yeah, so you have to keep uncrossing them until they're all, yeah.
Yeah, so your objective of the little mini game is to really untangle the little lines and make sure all the lines go blue and not be red. And once you do that, then another note will appear. And this note reads, "What you seek is buried within." So again, everybody kind of took that little note with that little hint and kind of went around the world to try and figure out where we need to seek and where it's buried within. And it was determined that it led to to the Tomb of Secrets in the Valley of Emperors and Kunlai Summit. So you go there, and there was an urn of ashes at the base of a Mogu statue, and you click on the urn, and it yields an option to consume the ashes. And when you do, it says, warning, you're going to consume the ashes of an evil sorcerer. There is no way to tell what will happen. Are you very sure you want to do this?
That's terrible.
So you have to do this anyways. You have to consume these ashes of the evil sorcerer to move on to the next step. And once you do, you go to the Endless Halls. Now, the Endless Halls was something else. It's different for every single player that goes into it. So nobody could help each other. So, yes, you go into the Endless Halls and... you zone in. There's an altar right smack in the center, and there's four doorways on each side, north, south, east, west, right? And some of the rooms' exits may be blocked by big rocks, and some of them are open. So you need to navigate your way through this maze to find these tables with runes on them, and you need to find the fire from the torches that match the runes. So you have to pick up the fire and then go match it to the rune on the table. And you have to do that five different times for five different colors. There's red, yellow, green, blue, and purple that you have to match up. So some people did a grid thing and they tried to map out their Endless Halls maze, and that worked great for them. Some other people just ran through it blindly, and that worked great for them. But once you've completed that step, you would get another note saying, the way is now open to the greatest secret never told, a fitting end to your journey. So everybody started freaking out at this particular point, because the greatest secret never told, what is that? It's the Forgotten Crypt from Karazhan that has never been completed, and it's been locked away. Mm-hmm. The crypt has been in the game since the earliest releases, but it was never completed or opened, right?
Yeah.
So they opened it up specifically for the secret. And, I mean, it's been open to for the warlocks and their artifact for this particular expansion, too, for their hidden appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
But you went in there and you had to navigate your way through. And once you got to the area inside of the Forgotten Crypt, there was a little urn-like thing on top of a pile of skeletons, and you clicked on it, and it rewarded you the mount.
Now, the maze, the Forgotten Maze part, I've been in voice chat while people were trying to do this, and it was enough to turn me off to the entire thing.
Yeah, I think I was one of those people as well.
My husband was one of those people as well that got very frustrated running the Endless Halls. You can exit it, and you can do it the next day type deal. But, and each time you do, like, it's like with a daily reset, like the daily quests, you will get a new maze.
Yeah.
Any sort of, like, figuring or diagramming or anything that you've done, all goes to waste, pretty much.
Yeah. The way it generates the map I had read was that it's based off your user ID number or something and the day of the week. Like something like that. So that, yeah, you can't. That's why yours is unique to you. And the day, if you go in today and then tomorrow, it's going to be different. Mm-hmm. Like it's pure evil is what it is.
Yeah. And this was the biggest secret that this Discord has ever handled. And it went really well. And it was really crazy. A lot of fun. A little bit of frustration. But it went really well. And it was totally worth it in the end. You get a nightmare unicorn mount, and it twirls, and it's beautiful, and you can mog with whatever you want with it.
Yeah, it is. It does look really good. Like it's a really nice looking mount for sure.
All right, Daryl, was it worth it?
I have it.
Because I have yet to see you on it. So,
oh, that set is one of my favorites.
Does it fly?
No, I don't think it flies. Does it?
This particular mount does not fly. Yeah. It is a ground mount only.
I don't know. It looks cool. Like, It didn't take too long to do it. Like the maze is frustrating for sure. Like definitely, because there's even a room in there. It's like the, I can't remember what they called it, but if you hit that room, and you don't know if you hit that room, but it just randomly ports you somewhere else. So your map is useless then, right?
Yeah, it's a teleport room, and it teleports you to another portion of the maze.
Yeah. Do you know just, if that happens?
The only way to tell, I found, was if you turn around and there's a rock wall behind you where you came from.
Yep.
So otherwise, you don't know.
At that point, you're just out of luck.
Yep. So, yeah.
It's a fun maze. I personally just ran blindly through it instead of trying to map it out just so I could, you know, help along with the next step in the secret finding. Mm-hmm. And it took me about 45 minutes from start to finish to get through that maze. Some people, they were in the endless halls for hours where items were respawning for them. So, I mean, everybody's got their own method of doing it and whatever works best for them.
Mm-hmm. There's apps now too, like add-ons, because I know I use an add-on for mine that it'll map it for you. But at some point, the map just becomes useless, so you can just, you know, delete it and start again. But you're able to, if you get into a room with a blue table, you can mark that on the map, and then if you happen to come across the blue fire, then you have what hopefully is the correct path to get back to that blue table, assuming you haven't hit the teleport room.
Yeah, it's essentially the grid mapping it out instead of doing it on paper and hand right there up on the screen. There was the app that was developed for that a little bit later on.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. While you guys were doing that, it definitely wouldn't have been available for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it, but you might. What is it, the Riddler Mindworm or whatever that's called?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy, but how did you guys discover that one? Because I think I had heard like it came from Chronicles, like the first Chronicle book. There's some page in there that kind of started it, or is that, how does that relate?
So the Riddler's Mindworm, I wasn't particularly very active with it. Kind of followed along with it, but I wasn't participating in it. But they found a note, and it kind of led them to believe that there might be something out there. So they started looking for more things. And once you read one note and you found the next note, it kind of kept triggering a story along where to find the next notes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that one's a little more like, I don't know, obvious, I guess. Like each note kind of like gives you a better hint. Like some of them were awful. Like you had to go down to Oldham. Is it Oldham? Is that the zone, the Cata zone down there? And it's like, you're like rooting around in these really weird areas trying to find like something in the bushes by these trees. And it's like kind of a pain, but like at least you knew like where you were going, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That secret was a kind of story driven secret. So you read the book, numbers even spelled out like a certain thing, and then you went to the next part because it told you kind of whereabouts to look for another portion to this story, and you just kept going and going and going. And they did have to scour all over the place to try and figure out where these pages were.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there was how many pages were there? 8 pages?
I want to say more than that, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe I said it was easy because I went with a buddy, went with Jab, and he was like, all right, let's go here next. And he like had everything pulled up, and I'm like, okay, we need to go to Firelands and go click on the thing. Okay.
Yeah, there was 8 pages for it, and then the final thing rewarded the mount. So it was another kind of story-driven thing where you had to go out and find the story and complete it in order to get the reward.
Pro tip, if you're going to do it by yourself, go on a mage or go with a friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Because some of the like portaling around stuff was just like, oh, my heart is on cooldown, so I guess we're going to take the long way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did it with my wife, so she's got the mage, so that worked perfectly. But yeah, I think I remember commenting. I'm like, man, I'm glad we're doing this together. Because, yeah, some of those would have been brutal. Is there anything you guys are currently working on right now?
Currently, no. Right now, we're kind of in our downtime. But in our downtime, like I said, we do a lot of other things. We're not just a secrets finding Discord. We are very active in helping people obtain rare mounts and rare hunter pets and rare battle pets, even toys out there, or giving tips and hints even for transmog locations.
Man, yeah, that's awesome. You're like really like kind of taking it to another level. So it's not just like whatever current thing is going on. It's a little more sustainable.
The Discord has evolved, for sure. Especially since its beginning. In the beginning, it was a place just for a small community to come together and work out the secrets. Like I said, it all started with long forgotten Hippogriff. And since growing to over 45,000 members, we've expanded and we offer so much more now than just secret finding. But the primary focus when the secret is out, it's very much secret orientated.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So you offer all sorts of services, relationship advice, and where to get fire roasted tomatoes from. Daryl, you may want to look into that.
I think I do need to look at that. That's an inside joke, sorry.
That's okay.
All right. Is there anything else you want to mention or before we start wrapping this up? I don't know if I have any more questions. Like it's still amazing that not only the work that you guys do to solve these puzzles, but there's someone at Blizzard creating these puzzles. So it's amazing just the two coming together like that. I think it's fascinating. I really do. And the work that you guys go into to solve these as well is amazing.
Oh, none of this would ever get solved if it wasn't for the amazing community that World of Warcraft has from all over the world. I mean, this community is a great community and they're just, no words for them. They're just amazing.
I think I have one question then before we're done here. If somebody has no idea, like what they're wanting to do, but they're looking for something cool. So you say this is a place where they can just pop in and just start chatting and there's plenty of ideas and suggestions and cool stuff going on where they could go, oh yeah, hey, I want that mount, or yeah, I want that thing, or that's great, I need to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question though?
Well, I just like it's, a lot of people aren't really sure. Like for me, like I don't think I want to do the nightmare mount thing, but like it could pop in there, and there's still value to being a part of the community there.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, there is much more that this Discord server offers. We have an off-topic channel, which is really anything goes, and people just chat and say, how's your day? And there's lots of regulars in there that just like to chat. And there's the mount people, which are very passionate about farming their mounts, and that's what they do. And we have people in the community and in the Discord that are very helpful, and they will help you find these mounts and rare pets, and just they're great over there. Really, they are.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Just if someone mentions that there's a mount that you can get obtain on Argus for fishing, just disregard everything and don't listen to them. Go have a nice day and just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think that was another one that like Daryl's like, yeah, I'm gonna get this mount. I'm like, but it's fishing. You're like, yeah. I'm like, no.
Oh my god. So
if it makes me feel better, I still don't have the fishing turtle.
Kind of, but
not really. I don't have anything to do with fishing because it's just this is my least favorite thing in game. I think that's a polite way of putting it.
So anyway, the mount I was talking about is called the pond nettle. And you need to fish it up from pools of the green lava on Argus. Actually, I think it's on Torrid Wastes? But anyway, Darnay, yep. Or Aranda, sorry. How many casts did it take you to get yours?
Under 500.
Okay. It took me 4,000 casts to get mine.
Ouch.
4,000. Oh my god. And when it happened, I'm like, I couldn't believe it at first. I'm like, oh hey, it says I got a purple item. And then it's like, oh my god, that's it. So yeah, it was like, it was to the point where I just never thought it would happen. Because, you know, I was just talking to my wife, I'm like, it's never going to happen, is it? Should I even bother keep going? But by that point, you're so invested, right? At some point, you're just so invested, you have to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah. There's lots of people in the Secrets Discord that are exactly in the same mindset as you. Once they start, they need to complete it. There's a lot of groups that camp Time Lost Proto Drake to share with each other, because that is a shareable mount. If everybody tags it, they all get the mount.
Oh, nice. Awesome, yeah.
People will announce if they find the Void Talon portals in Draenor there, the purple Void Talon mount. Mm-hmm. And they'll announce if they find it, and they'll share it to members in our Discord. Same with Aenax. If Aenax has spawned, they can announce it in the Discord, and somebody can go and get it.
Nice.
So we share lots of the rare mounts that are found, and we help people obtain the long-forgotten Hippogriff mount all the time, going around and finding all 5 crystals for everybody to click and getting them their pretty pink bird. And we'll also help them as well with like certain steps of the secrets that have been solved if they need help. And yeah, so we do lots of different things there.
I still need to get that Void Talon one.
Yeah, I think I have that one. Yeah, apparently there's some portal for it. I don't even remember. I got it back from Warlords, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Warlords one.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that a lot of people in the Discord are searching for. And again, that was another type of secret that was out there that nobody knew about. This portal just spawned, right? So
I probably just happened across it just randomly questing, I'm sure, because I don't remember going searching for anything like that. Just dumb luck, yeah. I guess it happens on occasion, I guess.
So it's really neat, though, that the developers do put in these little secrets for people to discover. And, you know, some of them are smaller ones where it's like, oh, there's this fancy shiny portal here. What is it? You click it. Oh, okay. Click this item in here. Oh, it gave me a mount. Like, who would have known that? Or there's some of these really long, thought out, really mind-boggling ones. And I think it's been a great way for the community to do something slightly different than just farming stuff or raiding or PvP, you know, because that can kind of get a little repetitive sometimes. And this is a nice little break from it and gets you to explore the world. And it's kind of neat.
All right. Well, I think it might be time to start wrapping this up. Do you have any last points, Aranda?
No, but you guys are all more than welcome to join the Secrets Discord and join in on the next big secret that comes out, hopefully.
Is there actually, since you just mentioned that, is there an easy URL for that, or is it?
Yeah, there is. I can send it to you guys if you want to read it off.
Or even we'll just post it in the show notes then for sure if you've got it there handy when we wrap this up.
We'll do.
All right.
Okay, I'll get to you guys.
Cool. If you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord, as well as the Secrets Discord server. Training Dummies you can get to at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests, such as Miranda, that you have heard on the show this evening. That's discord.me/TTD. And if you like what we're doing and want to help us out, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligations, just more good times. And if you go there now, you can be the first person that supports us on Patreon. Just think, the first one. It could be you.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shout-outs this evening?
Well, definitely Aranda for coming in, hanging out, and talking about the Secrets server with us. Really, really appreciate that, because this is late on a Saturday night, and I know you have munchkins. So, and Daryl, to you for setting this one up, because I had a little bit of show scheduling fatigue, I think. So I'm glad you were able to pick that up. And, of course, the raid team because we did a really good job last night. We're trudging our way through Heroic and Taurus, and some of those fights are pretty gnarly, but our team's doing a really good job. So, Daryl, what do you got?
Yeah, the raid team. Yeah, we picked up one more last night, so I think we're at 5 of 11 Heroic, and number 6, we got them to like 15%, I think, 15 or 16, so we're close. We're almost there. I think we'll be able to get them next week for sure. Randa, yeah, thanks for coming on and discussing the Secrets Discord with us. It still amazes me some of the stuff that you guys have found and the work that's involved to get those. And yeah, Rob, of course, a big shout out to you for it's been 200 episodes and we're still doing this together, and I think that's fantastic. And yes, thank you for continuing to do this. Aranda, do you have any shout outs this evening?
Yeah. I would like to thank both of you, Rob and Daryl, for inviting me to your show this evening. I mean, it's been great, especially episode 200 to talk about secrets. Just don't tell anybody. Shh. I also would like to thank the Blizzard developers because, I mean, all the hard work they put into this game and the community who all work together to help solve these secrets. Of course, I should probably thank the staff over at the Secrets Discord because their hard work and moderation, they just go above and beyond all the time. And a special shout out to Super, who is an administrator on the Discord. He really wanted to join in on this discussion tonight, but he was unable to make it due to being from an EU time zone.
All right. well, I see, you just sent me the link for that Discord server. So it's discord.gg/wowsecrets. And before we do wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about secrets or anything else?
Well, I am on Twitter. You can find me at Darn It Again if you want to find me on Twitter. And you can also reach me on Discord here as well. I don't even know. I'm Aranda number 9087 if you want to find me on Discord.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 200 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo-woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo-woo!
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Woo-woo! Oh, a fan, huh? Well, who can blame you?
Thanks for all the love and support!
At patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?